Hi, this is a follow-up visit expectation for Kimora Ellis, KIMORAALIFF. Date of birth is 4/26, sorry, 9/26, 2004. And date of accident is 6/26/2021. Date of service is 7/14/2022. Picture of presenting list, Mr. Kimora Ellis is here with the following issues emanating from an automobile accident that occurred on 6/26/2021. During this accident, patient was rear-handed as a restaurant driver, leading to some headaches along with symptoms of TBI, which included dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, blurred vision, spots in the vision, as well as severe headaches occupying the frontal and the back. In addition, patients start suffering from neck pain, both shoulder pain, lower back pain with radiation to the left leg and left arm involving first four fingers. The pains have continued and patient has continued her physical therapy. Tell him I'm in the middle of the decision. I'll call back. I'll call him tomorrow. The patient reports that the pain is ongoing in the left shoulder and the neck around 4, and the lower back is only 5. However, the radiation of the pain has not been there anymore, and it is much less frequent. Headaches are also less frequent, and there are only 4 or 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are not gravely affected anymore, and patient is able to handle all her life activities. She reports 80% improvement in all her symptoms. The patient is seeing a neurologist, neuropsych, also for her management of headaches and TBI symptoms. In the system review, patient reports headaches along with ear ringing, panic, and anxiety, denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, or difficulty sleeping, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported lower back stiffness, shoulder stiffness, nerve pain, lower back pain, shoulder pain. In the GI, constipation, stomach pain is reported, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain is improved, but denies any medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are ibuprofen. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 121/81, pulse is 60, and pulse ox 100%. The rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 6/14/2022, dictation number 0621-021. The diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to just continue therapy 2 times a week this week for focusing on the lower back and the shoulder. And patient is advised to try acupuncture, chiropractor also. And so far she has not been provided any option of injections as she is a minor. She's okay to go to school, and it appears her case is coming for a closure, and she's doing very well otherwise. So it appears that she won't need any surgical option or any injection treatment. Thank you.